Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you here tonight. Amen. And I'm looking at who's here tonight. It was a blessing to see you last night on Prophetic Healing and then to see you again tonight. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. You are the Holy One. You are the Wonderful One. You are the True and Living One. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Tonight and always. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So we thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst tonight. Thank you for moving by your spirit in all of our households right now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever's wrong, we thank you for making it right. And whatever is right, we thank you right now for setting it apart, dedicating it to yourself, hallelujah, and using it for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And we lift up our speaker to you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for covering her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You placed a awesome word in her belly, Lord God. And so we thank you for your covering. We make a demand on your anointing that is within her, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because everything her we need in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. And we continue to dedicate this broadcast to you, every part of it and all of ourselves, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we are very excited about this third part of our spiritual warfare boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare with Pastor Helen Price. Now, before we go any further with her, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. I want to play a little promo, and it's called Wake Up St. Louis. It's going to be on this Saturday. So I want to make sure that this goes out because it's this Saturday. It's an evangelistic event that's going to be here in St. Louis. It's called Wake Up St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Eric with Operation Save the Lou. We are hosting an evangelism outreach event, Wake Up STL, on September 17th at O'Fallon Park. We will share the gospel and love of Jesus with people in the community, attempting to reach many who are lost or stuck in a world of crime. Featuring a free concert of local St. Louis Christian hip-hop artists, guest speakers, raffles all day, and barbecue. But we need your help. We are in need of volunteers or donations. Please visit OperationSaveTheLou.com. That is OperationSaveTheLou.com.
Amen. OperationSaveTheLou.com. If you're available, you can be a part of that this weekend. That would be awesome. On the 17th. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So now let's go back to our basic training in spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. And we just want to say, soldiers of the living God, arise. As we learn more about how to apply, employ, and use the weapons of our warfare. Now, if you are a spiritual warfare veteran, these lessons will stir you up and ignite the fire shut up in your bones. Hallelujah. If you're new to spiritual warfare, this boot camp is Holy Ghost designed to build you up in your most holy faith, helping to prepare you for any onslaught from the enemy, the world, and even the flesh. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to say, you know, by way of introduction, we really introduced her the past couple of weeks, but by way of introduction to the basic training in spiritual warfare, I'm telling you, I have had to employ and apply and use the weapons of our warfare. And even as I was walking around today, I had to do some errands, and I just noticed that there's some things that were going on. You know, I mean, I was just doing some serious spiritual warfare and praying. And one example is I went to Trader Joe's, one of my favorite little places to go to and pick out little things that I like there. And this little guy who waited on me, I mean, he was no more than maybe 25 at the most, with like a serious lust spirit. And, you know, and this thing was just going out and just grabbing anything that it could grab. And so, you know, I mean, it kind of took me aback. You know, I'm a senior, and this little thing is trying to come at me, you know. And so I had to pray. I had to, you know, not just buck my eyes and go back, but to actually pray for that young man, too. you know, because he has no clue of what's going on the inside of him, what the enemy is trying to do to him. You know, and I noticed that, you know, it was like this great big old lust spirit. And then I looked and he had this big hickey on his neck. And I said, okay, all right, Lord, we see what's going on here. So this is so good. And the spiritual warfare boot camp is so good. And it's for such a time as this. Without any further ado, we're going to open a line for Pastor Price. And so we want to introduce to some and present to all the facilitator of our basic training in spiritual warfare, Dr. Helen Price, and she is the senior pastor of the Memphis Covenant Faith Church. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle. Thank you again, as always, for the wonderful introduction that you do. And thank you for sharing for the use of what the needfulness of this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. I want to thank God for you, Apostle. And again, I want to thank you for inviting me to do this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. As always, as I say to you each time, I'm honored and I give much thanks to God for this door of utterance and for this invitation. I also want to, as I come today, I also want to give a special shout out and send much love to our mom, to Pastor Mom. I don't know if she's asleep at this time, but I give much love to her and Pastor Catherine. I thank God for you, Apostle, and Pastor Catherine, who helped to care for our mom. And I praise God for you. And I thank God. So, Pastor Mom, I'm sending out a shout-out of love to you tonight. And I give glory to God and honor to God for you. And then I also want to give glory and honor to Jesus, to God our Father, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, and our Lord and Savior, and to the precious Holy Spirit tonight. I thank God for him tonight because in order for us to do what we do, and even the whole basis of all of this is because of Jesus and his leading and guidance to have us to do what he would have us to do. I give glory and honor to Jesus, again, who is truly the great head of my life, of the church and of my life. And then I want to thank God for every single person who is on this line tonight and who's listening to this broadcast, both now, but those who will listen to this broadcast at a later time. If Jesus tarries to come, even we say, even so come, Lord Jesus. But if he happens to tarry to come and does not come, and this may be listened to in 2055 or the year 3000, we still want to say we welcome you to listen to this particular broadcast, and we give honor and glory to God for and thanks for each one of you. Glory to God. Well, as we come, I want to welcome you to this third week of this Bible boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. I thank God for the third week of this. Let's go in a word of prayer. I join my prayers with the apostle tonight. Kind of Heavenly Father, as we just come tonight, Lord God, we understand and know that you told us in your word in Proverbs to trust in you with all our heart, to lean not to our own understanding in all of our ways, to acknowledge you and you would direct our paths. So we come this day to acknowledge you, to worship you tonight in the beauty of your holiness, to thank you for your good, your goodness, your tender mercies, your amazing grace, for your love, your kindness, your fidelity, and your faithfulness unto us. Truly, there's nobody that can do us like you, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you again for waking each one of us up this morning. Thank you for protecting us all throughout the day today and throughout the night last night. Thank you again for giving each one of us food to eat and clothes to wear and a nice place to stay in and a nice vehicle to drive. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for health and strength and for the use and activity of our arms and legs. Thank you even now, Lord God Almighty, for giving us five senses to be able to see, to taste, to touch, to smell, to hear. We're so grateful to you, Lord God. We want to thank you again, kind Heavenly Father, for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, and that you so love the world. You didn't just love the world. You so love the world, and that's a lot of love. You so love the world that you gave the very best that you had to give which is your precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And you said whoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And you told us, Father, that if you gave your son for us, how would you not also with him freely give us all things? You told us in Matthew 7 and verse 11, Lord Jesus, you said if there are ones who are evil, who know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will you give good things to them that ask? So we're grateful to you tonight, and we worship you. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you today for being our Savior, our Lord, and our God. You told us in your word that if just two of us would gather together in your name, there you would be in the midst of us. And we know, Lord Jesus, when you're here in our midst, you're here to meet us at the point of our need, whatever that need might be. So we want to thank you, Lord God, for having your way. Don't let us go away from this place the same. We worship you and thank you for being in our midst tonight. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, again, even now for your body that was broken for us, for your precious mighty blood that was shed, that we might be brought into right standing with the Father, that we might be redeemed, that we might be reconciled, that we might be sanctified, that we might receive your wisdom. And Lord God, we might have that better covenant based on better promises ratified in your precious mighty blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that because of you now, we have a relationship, not just religion. We have a relationship with you, Lord God, our Father. And we can cry out to you, Abba, Father, Daddy, God. And then because we are the bride of Christ, you told us in Isaiah 54 and verse 5, thy maker is thy husband. Lord, you're married to us. You always wanted us to be one with you. Lord Jesus, you said you wanted us to be one as you and the Father are one. And so we thank you that we're your bride, Lord Jesus. We love you tonight. We love you. And so we say in Jesus' name, have your way. Precious Holy Spirit, do what you do best. You're our paracletos. You're the one that comes alongside of us and inside of us to empower us to lead a victorious and overcoming life in Jesus Christ. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. And we're looking to you, Lord God. We're looking to you and asking, Lord God, that by your Spirit, that you would speak through us with clarity, accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding, and that your word this night would go unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. Oh, Lord, and then let us hear. Let us hear with clarity. Let us hear with accuracy, with simplicity. Let us hear, Lord God. Let our perceptions be pure tonight. In the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I'm perceiving something, and I rebuke every work of the devil and all of his cohorts. Every spirit that is not of God, I rebuke it. I forbid it. I arrest it in Jesus' name and charge it to bow its knee to your name, Lord Jesus, your blood, and to your word. I ask that you would touch every man, woman, boy, and girl that's listening. I speak to every spirit of infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease, all poverty, lack, and want, any disturbance of their peace, any disturbance of their joy. I rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave them in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare over every person that's listening and the households that are represented that we are the redeemed of you, Lord God. They are the redeemed of you, those who have given their lives to you. They are the redeemed of you, and we say so. We say so in agreement with you and your word. We establish your word in our lives, Lord God. For you said in Job 22 and verse 28, if we would decree a thing, it would be established unto us. And we decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are and we're healed. We decree and declare that we're blessed, empowered to prosper, to excel to the highest place, to have an abundant increase in favors. And we love you tonight. We honor you. Lord, that person that may be having problems in their stomach right now, I rebuke that pain and discomfort at the top of the stomach. I rebuke it and charge a commandment to leave them and not return in Jesus' name. That person that's having that little slight headache at the top of the head, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Charge it to leave them and not return in Jesus' name. Pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over each one of us and against all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, and all trouble. I rebuke it against all trouble in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for you confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Have your way today. Have your way tonight, Lord God. And I thank you and praise you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Now, as we come tonight, we want to welcome you to this third week of this Bible boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. The bottom line of this basic training, saints of God, in spiritual warfare is so that we as believers in Jesus Christ may realize and understand and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, Lord, and God, the moment that we're born again and saved, that we become enlisted as soldiers in the army of the Lord, whether we want to or not. Whether we are aware of it or not, we are enlisted as soldiers in the army of the Lord. Also, that there is a war going on. And that the Lord, our God, wants us to stand victoriously as good soldiers in Jesus Christ. Our key scripture for this basic training in spiritual warfare is 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. It establishes the Bible fact, again, that the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, Lord, and God, again, that God has called us or enlisted us into his army. And we're called to be good soldiers of the living God. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Amplified Bible of that verse says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the afflictions of the difficulties which you're called to endure, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Verse 4 says, no man that warreth, here we see the word war, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. We see here that God chooses us to be a soldier. And the NKJV Bible, the New King James Bible, says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him. It actually says enlisted him as a soldier. So God enlists us as a soldier. And then we're called to endure. That word endure means to persevere. God says, I want you to persevere. I want you to keep on keeping on. We're called to be a good soldier who keeps on keeping on and perseveres even in the face of hardships, which are temptations, tests, and trials. You know, I don't want to veer off and go into a lot of things because I want to be able to be finished, not to keep you too long tonight. But I looked at I believe the Lord led me to look at that at the last episode of a show on TV that's called The Challenge. And there were two people who won the challenge. And the last part of the challenge involved puzzles that they had to put, outside. It was raining, snowing. They had to put two particular puzzles together, do two particular puzzles, and then walk 10 miles in a snow up a snowy mountain in order to win. And one of the ladies, she just knew she had lost. She just really knew it. She just said, well, I'm going to be the last one, but I'm going to run this race anyway. I'm going to finish for me and my son. She knew that there was no possibility of her winning the $500,000 or even part of that $500,000 that was supposed to be the final prize. But she knew that she could at least get $15,000, and she wanted the satisfaction to finish the race. Her name is Sarah. And she went on up there. She didn't see nobody. She just knew everybody was gone. She went to the next puzzle. She finished it. Then she went on up that 10 miles to the top of that mountain and got a hold to that flag up there. And she just felt like that was just, you know, she was just going to finish her race. But when she came and they brought her down, she found out that only two of them had made it, Danny and her. And as a result of that, they split that $500,000. And she had just did it to make sure that she would endure and finish what she started. There are some of us that God is saying, don't you quit now. Don't you give up now. Don't stop believing. There's a song that says, if you just hold out till tomorrow, if you just keep the faith. Now, the reason God has had me to do this right now, because somebody might drop off to sleep. You might have to leave. So you get this part right now. God says, if you just hold out till tomorrow, if you just keep the faith through the night, if you just hold out till tomorrow, everything will be all right. I remember that in Los Angeles, one of our friends, my neighbor, she had a friend who came from down south to come to L.A. And when she got to Los Angeles, she came because she was in an abusive situation. And she came there, and in order to be able to do anything, get what she needed to help with her and her children, she would have to get her identification cards and all kinds of things had to be set in order. And so toward the time she said, no, I can't go on with this. I got to go back home. I can't keep on going in this. I got to go back home. And my friend would tell her, don't give up now. You're almost there. Don't give up. Somebody needs to hear this. Don't give up now. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it seems. I don't care how it's screaming in your face. God is saying to us tonight, don't give up. But this lady, she went on, and she gave up and went on back down to Alabama. And she went back to that abusive situation she was in, and he seriously hurt her. I believe they said that he blinded her, and I don't know if it was in one of her eyes, but it was a situation. But it screamed out to me. And then they found out that right at that time, her ID and everything came. See, I'm a living witness of this. And listen, this is for somebody again at the beginning. This is for somebody at the beginning. We think about that they say it's darkest at midnight, but really some say it's darkest right before the dawn. Well, I know spiritually it always, you'll see a battle because the enemy has gotten wind that your victory is here. The enemy has seen that you already got the victory. Say, I got the victory. The victory is already mine. Say that I've got the victory. The victory is already mine. So what happens is, he just wins that the victory is already out there. The enemy of our souls does. And when he does, he begins to put pressure and throw all kinds of things that people say, I just can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore, because he wants you to give up right before you walk in what God has already said. It might be that house you're believing God for. It might even be a vehicle that you need. It might be that new job. It might be that marriage. But whatever you do, don't give up. I saw on the news report about the lady who became so despondent because she couldn't feed her children, her three children, a baby and two little children. So she took them down to the river just recently, within the last few days, and she drowned them because she felt like there was no hope. The devil is a liar. Don't you give up now. There is a God in heaven who loves you, who sees, he knows, he cares. Yes, he does love you. Yes, he does love you. He said, I love you so much, I gave the very best that I had to give, which is my precious son, Jesus Christ. I watched him suffer and bleed and die so that you could have what I want to get to you. God said, I'm right here. And he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just say, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for the victory. Say, Jesus, help me. Help my family. Help me on this job. Help me. I think about so many movie stars who've gone on and did some atrocious things and left this earth because they had no hope. God said, don't you give up now. You keep on going for things of God. So now this is at the beginning. Yes, it is. But there's somebody that God wanted to say, keep on keeping on. Remember that God has called us to be a good soldier who keeps on keeping on and perseveres even in the face of hardships. What is that hardness? That hardness means in the face of temptations, tests, and trials. And this is what this boot camp is really about. God wants us to be trained to become good soldiers of the Lord. In basic training in the armed forces of the United States, soldiers must be trained to become familiar with who their commander-in-chief is, who are their officers and enlisted ranks. They must be trained to memorize their general orders, the soldier's creed, the code of conduct, and the soldier's code. They must be trained in who they are now, that they are soldiers. They must be trained in their weapons. In the Army, they use a M-16A2 rifle. And they got to know how to take that rifle apart. They need to know how to clean it and put it back together in such a way that it will not hurt them or will not hurt others. And that's one of the things that we're going to be doing, Lord willing, next week, is that we're going to begin to go over the weapons of our warfare. We have about 20-plus weapons of our warfare. We might cover in depth about 10 or more of those weapons of our warfare, like the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus is one of the primary weapons of our warfare, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, intercessory prayer in other tongues. There's so many weapons of our warfare that we're going to cover, Lord willing, next week. And so as soldiers, the regular soldiers in the regular army, they've got to know their weapon, how to take it apart and put it back together again. They must learn the dress code and be properly dressed. what to put off and what to put on. That's why on the next week, Lord willing, that we'll be going over about, we have 5 weeks altogether, and on the fourth week, we're going to be going over the armor of God. The armor, put it on the full armor. I may have this a little bit backwards the way I'm saying it, but we're going to be going over about the armor of God. Glory to God. So we must learn that they must, we must learn, that's, I think that's on the fifth week, about learning to put on the, on what to put off and what to put on. Then we must learn, then the soldiers, a regular army soldier and those in the Marines here in America, they must learn the three R's, to be in the right place, at the right time, in the right uniform. Stacy, my beautiful niece, was a recruiter and a retention specialist in the Army. She said that she needed 3 months to train a recruit even before he went into basic training, because there were things he had to learn. He had to learn, if you go into the boot camp and basic training in the Army and you don't even know the weapon, how to take it apart, they'll be behind. Because she said when she would recruit, she was a recruiter and a retention specialist. That means that she would get the recruit and retain them so that they would be able to make it through. So she needed 3 months to train them in all those things, in their general orders, their codes, their weapons, to get them ready just for boot camp. She had to get them ready for boot camp. Hallelujah. And she said 1 month was not enough. She said if she only had 1 month to train a recruiter in order to put him in basic training, it was not enough, because a recruit needed to learn how to do so many things before he got in there. And she said if they only had 1 month, many of them are recycled. She called it recycled, which means that they failed boot camp and they had to repeat boot camp again. So in our basic training, in spiritual warfare, it is designed to not only help us to recognize our soldiers in God's army, but as my sister, the host of the program here at Getting Radio Broadcast, Apostle Barbara Kizzee, said, that God wants us to be on ready. That's what she talked about today. She was on ready when she walked in that store. And when that spirit began to try to come, she could know how to not only take authority from it affecting her, but to command that spirit to come out of that young man in the name of Jesus. So she began to tell us that God wants us to be on ready in the bad times. God wants us to be on ready. In the in-between times, God wants us to be on ready. He wants us to be on ready even in the good times. Are you on ready? Are you trained and ready? I can tell you without going into a lot, there have been things I've faced in my life where I had taken basic training in spiritual warfare 40-some years ago. But there was a lot I lost. I'm so glad that this year that God has allowed that we did this basic training last year in September. We're doing it again this year. I'm so glad, because there are things that will assault and come at us that our own psyche is built many times sometimes to forget that we need to have things fresh and our faith to be built up. And who we are in Christ Jesus, who our commander-in-chief is, and how our weapons of our warfare and the armor that we're to walk in. Glory to God. So God wants us to be ready. The word of God says he wants us to be sober, to be vigilant, to watch and pray, realizing that we're in a warfare with an enemy who is organized in ranks and has great wrath or anger towards us. However, we learned last week that we have a great commander-in-chief with us, who is greater in us than any enemy, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He has given us delegated authority and power, along with weapons of our warfare and a full armor to put on. Remember that this boot camp, this basic training, again, in spiritual warfare, is so very important. Beloved, listen very carefully, because God does not want us to be in la-la land. I've lived in la-la land when things are going good. That's what I call la-la land. You know, nothing's, you know, really happening, and there's no great warfare or battle, and I'm in that la-la-la-la land. Oblivious that there was a war still going on. God wants us to be aware of the warfare so that we as believers in Christ Jesus will be able to stand and be victorious in him. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3 through 6, 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 through 6 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Here it talks about being in a war. For the weapons, verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down, verse 5 says, imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God wants us to know and understand that there is a war going on. But it's not a fleshly kind of war. We're not fighting against our fleshly things, not against our mom, our dad, our sister, our brother, our uncle, our aunt, our nieces, our nephews, our cousins, not against our co-labor, our co-workers. We're not fighting against our neighbors. We're not even fighting against our dogs and cats, because sometimes the enemy can begin to try to affect our animals. We're not fighting against fleshly things. We're not fighting against them. So God tells us the weapons, so we have to have weapons that are not fleshly, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Then God wants us to know, hallelujah, God wants us to know, saints of God, and understand that we have an enemy. We have an enemy who goes to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Someone said that not only is he organized, but that he is very diligent in his search. That's why he wants you to look at people, or the dog, the cat, the neighbor, the friend. Oh, he wants you to look at them instead of seeing who is the one that's doing all of this. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8 and 9 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking. He's got to seek somebody whom he may devour. The verse 9 says, and this is what the solution is, whom resist steadfast in the faith. That's what's going to keep us keeping on, persevering, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The word of God says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. Then Ephesians 6 and verse 12 says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and that this enemy is organized into ranks, four ranks, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in high places. Ephesians 6 and verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Remember again, what you see, that's what he wants us to do, is focus on each other. He wants us to focus on human flesh. But God says, know this, there is an enemy, you're not warring against flesh and blood, but against, it says, principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Revelation 12:12 says that he has great anger. The enemy has great anger and wrath toward every believer in Jesus Christ, because he knows that his time is short. Revelation 12:12 says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. I rebuke every spirit, that every wicked spirit in high places right now. I charge and command it to leave whoever that stands for. Get out and leave and not return in Jesus' name. And know this, John 10 and verse 10, the word of God says, Jesus said, the thief, he's talking about the devil, the thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's his M.O. The devil's mode of operation is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So we've got a great, that's why we had to go over last week. We have a great commander in chief, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who's far above every principality and power and might and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come. And we also learned that as God is our commander in chief, because he's the one that's backing us, he's the one that's with us. 1 Corinthians 9 says no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. In other words, God says, you're not in this alone. I'm the great God that's with you. Yes, the enemy may be organized into ranks, but he says, I'm the greater one in you than anything and anyone that's in the world, in 1 John 4:4. He says, through me, in Romans 8:37, Jesus said, you are more than a conqueror. God said, yes, you have an enemy. Yes, there's a war going on.
But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, in this world, you're going to have some troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I believe that's John 16:33. And so we learned, even when we went over last week, we learned last week that God does not want us to fret, worry, or be frightened or dismayed, because we do have a great commander in chief. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. I love the scripture that says in Romans 10:13. I call it the catch-all. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. I can remember recently when I just went on a recent trip with my goddaughter, and she was taking us into Mississippi, and there we were about to go over a cliff. About to go over a cliff. And we began to say, Jesus, Jesus. And that car looked like she took that, God just took the wheel. You know, we sometimes have to say, Jesus, take the wheel. There's a song said, Jesus, take the wheel. I tell you, I could see it in the spirit. God took it and looked like he gave her the strength to turn that car as it was about to go over that cliff and put us back on the road. She had come to a place where we were getting off the to another ramp. And when she was turning, didn't know that the it was quick to turn. And so it looked like we were just going straight off. But God brought us on through, and I glorify his name. There's a name that's above every name. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus Christ. So God wants us to know, he don't want us to be fretful or worry or be frightened or dismayed, because he said, I'm with you. You're not alone. And I'm the greater one in you than anything or anyone that is in the world. Glory to God. Just want to encourage you, call upon that name, Jesus, over your finances, Jesus, over your body, Jesus, over your children, Jesus, over the situation. And I love that my sister Deb, I love her because she always says, God is in the midst. I love Psalms 46 and verse 10. It said, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. I say to you, God is in your midst right now. Don't be moved. God said, don't be moved. I'm going to help you, and I'll help you that right early. And so I just praise God and thank him for who he is in our lives. Now, very quickly, for these next few moments, and I'm going to try not to be long, these next few moments, we're going into part three today. That was our review, glory to God. Remember, they were talking about on our third part that we gave an outline at the beginning that we would first talk about what is in the introduction that we are soldiers. We began to go into that. The second week, we talked about how God is our commander-in-chief, and again, that he does not want us to worry or fret. And then part three, we're going into the fact today that we are not only soldiers, that's one of part of our identity. But God wants us to know that we have a very vast and large identity package that will determine what direction our life will go in. See, because Apostle Kinsey knew today who she was in Christ, when that spirit that she became aware of what was going on, she was able to take authority over it. Paul did that in the Word of God. There was a woman that was doing soothsaying, and she was demonically and kept on following behind Paul, and the Word of God said he turned around. He became annoyed with her continuing to do that, and he rebuked that spirit and commanded it to come out of her, and it came out of her at that very time, the Word of God says. So we've got to know our identity package, who we are in Christ Jesus, because it will determine the direction for our life. It will determine where we go, what we do, and how we do it. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, I challenge you to go in the Word of God and find the places where it says in whom, W-H-O-M, in whom, in him, in Christ. That means that's a part of your identity, who you are and who we are in Christ. We've been focusing in this basic training in spiritual warfare on the fact that we are soldiers, but that's only a very little part of our identity package. We've got to understand, even as a soldier, if we can understand who we are, it will be able to help us to go forward and move forward in the things of God, to be able to appropriate, to be able to have and to do what God says we can have, what we can do, and who we can be in Jesus' name. So now, first of all, one of the first parts of our identity as soldiers in the Lord, we're called to be believers. We're called believers. That's the name. We're believers in Jesus Christ. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we've got to know we've been given, delegated, God-given authority and power by Jesus Christ. That's why even though the enemy is going to and fro, he may have been organized into ranks, he may be seeking whom he may devour, he may be angry and come down with great wrath, but yet and still, we as believers, God says believers, we've been given, God-given, delegated, God-given authority and power by Jesus Christ. That's found in Mark 16, verse 17. In Mark 16 and verse 17, it says, starting with verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them. There are signs that follow those who believe in Jesus Christ. Number one in our identity package is we're a believer. We are a believer. And as a believer, Jesus says in Mark 16 and verse 17, in my name, there's a delegated authority now. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And that's why we should always pray over our food in Jesus' name. I don't care if it's our bottle of water. I don't care what it is that we drink or eat. We should just ask God's blessings upon it in Jesus' name. He said, every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be sanctified or set apart by the word of God in prayer. That's why you would see people that get to the table and say, Jesus, yes, that's the word. Jesus, thank you for this food we're about to receive. We ask your blessings on it. Jesus wept. And they said, Jesus wept because they're speaking the word over it. And we said in Jesus' name, but we ask God, Lord, we ask your blessings over our food and drink. And we thank him for it. So it behooves us to pray because he said, they shall take up serpents in verse 18. And that's in his name. And if they drink any deadly thing, that's in his name, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, you can lay hands on yourself. Do that right now. Lay your hands on your stomach. In Jesus' name, it said, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name, as a believer, I lay my hands on myself, and I thank you now that I will and shall and am recovered in Jesus' name. Usually I pray like this. I said, Father God, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, who art the great head of the church, I lay my hands on myself, and in Jesus' name, I said, be healed, be whole, be well, and be sound. And then the word of God says, so then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. So Lord, confirm your word in my life. Say that with me. Lord, confirm your word in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. So as a believer, Jesus, our commander in chief, the great head of the church, has now given us delegated authority and power to use his name. Remember, go back up again where he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And then immediately, see, he says, in my name. In my name. Jesus said, in my name. Hallelujah. So in his name, we will be able to do some things. He's given us that delegated authority. Look at Luke 10 and verse 19. Luke 10 and verse 19, if you can write it down. This is on archive. You can go back and listen to it as the Lord would say the same. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt. He said, now I'm giving you power. He said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Now I'm giving you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Then in Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11, it says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Given Jesus a name. God highly exalted Jesus and has given him a name which is above every name. That at the name, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, we're in Philippians 2 and verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God wants us to know if it's a thing, it must bow its knee to the name of Jesus Christ. He said every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. If it's a thing, the word of God says it must bow its knee to the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every name. So as soldiers of the Lord and as a believer in Jesus Christ, we must know and understand and always remember that Jesus Christ, who is our commander-in-chief, he is the captain of our salvation, the captain of our faith, that he is our great example. He's the great example of how to use that authority and power that he's given a believer. Jesus himself would rebuke a thing and then give a charge, a command, and an order. In Matthew 4, verse 39, the word of God says Jesus rebuked. First, he would rebuke a thing. And remember, he said, we have an enemy who goes up and down, to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He said, whom you resist. This is our part of the resistance that we do. Whom we resist steadfast in the faith. Mark 4:39 says, Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves and commanded and ordered them to be quiet and still. Jesus would rebuke a thing. Here he rebuked the wind. He rebuked the waves. And then he gave them a charge, an order. He commanded and ordered them to be quiet and to be still. Then in Mark 9, verse 17 through 27, Jesus rebuked that suicidal and dumb spirit that had often thrown a little boy into the fire and into the waters to destroy him, and charged and commanded that spirit to come out of him and enter no more into him. When Jesus saw that, the people came running together. Verse 25, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Jesus rebuked that foul spirit. There are some people who have relatives. I had one relative to call me to tell me that her son said that he wanted to commit suicide, that he didn't even have a reason to be able to live anymore. And we began to rebuke that suicide spirit from off of his mind, that spirit that would try to steal and kill and destroy. We rebuked it and charged it to leave him and not return. Some people say, well, I don't have a right to do that. But remember, we go back up again. You've got to understand this. Go back up again and look back at Mark when it says in the book of Mark 17 and beginning at verse 17, Jesus said, as a believer in his name, we could do, these are the signs that follow those who believe. He said, these signs, Mark 16:17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name. Look what he said. The first one, he said, in my name, in the name of Jesus, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. I want you to know that he says, I'm giving you delegated authority to use my name. So what we do is we would rebuke a thing and then give it an order and a charge. Let me tell you, I'm not going to tell you that the enemy is going to try to sit there and just say, okay, you know, he said resist him. We rebuke him. We rebuke that weakness, sickness, that pain, that discomfort. Don't give up, because it don't seem like it's moving. It's got to move. Jesus rebuked and cursed that fig tree at the root. He didn't see it dry up. They just saw it the next day that it was dried up at the root. But the moment you begin to rebuke that thing, it is affected. It begins to be affected at the very root. That's why God said in Job 22 and verse 28, the word of God says, if you will decree a thing, it will be established unto you. At that moment, you begin to speak to that pain behind the eyes, that pain on the shin and on the front of your leg, that pain at the top of your stomach. If you begin to speak to it, so I rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave me and not return. And then you can even pray the word over it. You'll decree and declare, even now that by the stripes of Jesus, I am and were and are healed. God's word is true. God's word is true. One of my relatives who was diagnosed with COVID, immediately she said, the devil is a liar. And she began to decree and declare, God, you're in the midst of this. And she only had mild symptoms. It can make a difference. I'm not telling you that when the symptoms are there, you don't take your medication. Do what you need to do. Because God can work past medicine. God can work past anything. And one of the things is he'll let you have some relief. He'll let you have some relief. You might take the Tylenol. You might go take the baby aspirin. Do what you got to do. But in the doing, do what you need to do. speak to it, rebuke it, charge it, command it to leave and not return to you or to the earth realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jesus would rebuke a thing, and he would give it a charge and an order. Then the disciples, that's what they did. They began to do what Jesus did. They began to use the delegated authority of the name of Jesus. They would also rebuke a thing in the name of Jesus Christ. They would also give it a charge, a command, and an order in Acts 3, verse 6 through 8, when the man was by the gate beautiful. And they said, silver and gold, they said, they have none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name, they gave it a charge. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. They would also give a charge, a command, and an order in Acts 3, verse 6 through 8. In Acts 3, 16. In Acts 16 to God. So we find out, first of all, that we are believers in Jesus Christ. We're believers in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Then, and now I'm just going to give you, I'm just, before you're hearing, I just want to put this, I'm trying to get down to the closing, but I wanted to go over the first one, which is a believer, but our identity package is so vast. It's such a large one. So I'm just going to give it, you might have to go back and listen to this message on the archives and look up these scriptures for yourself. In Ephesians 4:12, we're called saints of God. That's number two. We're called saints of God. Did you know that as a soldier of God, you're a saint of God? In Acts 11 and verse 26, it says we were first called Christians at Antioch. I don't know why that when I was a new Christian, I thought, oh, we were called Christians first. At Antioch, in Acts 11 and verse 26. So you're a Christian. Not only you're a believer, but you're called saint. You're a Christian. Then in John 1:12, we're called a child of God. He says, as many of us as have received him, to us has he given the right to be called children of God, to as many of us as have believed on his name. You're a child of God. This one I love so much is because God don't make no junk. Yeah, I said it ironically. God don't make no junk, because in 1 Peter 2:9, we are called as believers, we're called as Christians, we're called as soldiers of the living God. We are called a chosen generation. You are a, if you're in Christ, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. You're God's own special handiwork. Then the sixth part of our identity is that we're his workmanship. That's in Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we're his workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus for good works. Each of us are God's masterpiece. Did you know you're a masterpiece? It says you're his handiwork, his workmanship, his work of art, and that every single one of us have been created for a special purpose by God. That's Ephesians 2:10. Then the word of God says that we have been made by God kings and priest unto our God in Revelations 1 and verse 6 and Revelations 5 and verse 6. I believe that's 5 and verse 10. I have to look that up. It's 5, 6, and 5, 10, Revelations. I think I had a misspelled here. Then we're, the word, number 8, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ in Romans 8, 17. We have an inheritance. We're called ambassadors of Jesus Christ in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. We are now Christ's personal representatives. We say to people and encourage and urge people to be at peace with God and to be reconciled to him through his precious, darling son, Jesus Christ. You're an ambassador. Then number 10, we're righteous in Christ. We're righteous in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Number 11, we're called friends of God. John 15 and verse 13. We're not enemies. Greater love has no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. I am a friend of God. If you're in Christ, you are a friend of God. That's in John 15, 13 through 15. And the 12th one, we're called the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14. Jesus Christ himself has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's Jesus himself. That's your identity. If you're in Christ, you're redeemed. We're called the sanctified ones in Christ Jesus. In Romans 15 and verse 16 and Hebrews 10 and verse 10 and John 17 and verse 17, we're first sanctified by Jesus' body and blood. We're sanctified by the precious Holy Spirit, and we're sanctified by his word and truth. Then number 14, we're called the reconciled ones in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1:22, we're no longer enemies of God. 15, we're called new creations in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17, that we're new creations in Christ Jesus. Number 16, we're called the saved ones from eternal separation from God. We're saved. Hallelujah. He said, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with your heart you believe and are justified, and with your mouth you confess and are saved. And then we come back to where we are at the beginning. Number 17 in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 through 4, we're also called by God to be good soldiers of the Lord. So as we close tonight, if you just want to, we've covered, it's so vast, I've not covered them all. I just want to give you an idea by the Spirit of God. As a soldier of the Lord, you have a vast identity package, a vast identity package in him. And who we are and our identity will determine the direction that we go forth in our lives. So I praise God for tonight. I praise God for each one of you as we close off tonight. Let me make sure as I close, I'm going to say this again. So today, we've covered that we have a very vast and large identity package that will determine what direction our life will go in. In our identity package, we're focused on every believer being a soldier in the Lord, having delegated God-given authority to use the name of Jesus. And remember, as a soldier, there's so much more of who we are in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight for your word, which is truly a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that your word have we hid and deposited in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Thank you for meeting every man, woman, boy, and girl at the point of their need. In Jesus' name, and we turn it back over now to Apostle Pizzy. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle.
Amen. We just thank the Lord. We thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Such an awesome word, this boot camp, you know, and just to remind us that we do have a vast identity in him, you know, and I know that I've said this before, the enemy is trying to get our identity to be in all kinds of different things. I just heard of a little child who identified herself as a cat, you know, and that's what she said she was a cat. And then, you know, all of the other things that people are identifying themselves as these days. And we have such a vast identity in the Lord Jesus Christ, and just learning more and more who we are in him. And the more we learn about who we are in him, we can stand flat-footed, hallelujah, in any situation and circumstance, knowing who we are in him, whose we are in him. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. We're going to open up the lines in just a few moments here. Just wanted to, this is a wonderful time to pray the prayer of salvation, because if you don't know who you are, you're still searching for your identity. Yeah, you know, there are people who go to the mountains, they go to Tibet, they do all kinds of things trying to find themselves. And the Lord wants you to find yourself in him. And that's the only way that we could truly find ourselves is in him. As Pastor Price said before, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we're talking about a love fest here. Amen. God, he loves you so much. He wants to love on you forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have to be a certain way for him for us to be with him. And that certain way is to be born again. And Nicodemus tried to figure it out, being born again. Do I need to go back into my mother's womb? What do I need to do? No, that's not being born again. You don't have to go back into your mother's womb, but you are born of the water and the spirit, and the water of the word, hallelujah, and the spirit of God. And so he wants us to be born again. We can't figure it all out. We just have to choose to believe and choose to agree with what he has said. And that's how we are born again. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Hallelujah. It's saying a prayer. And then believing in your heart is choosing to believe. You make a choice to believe. None of us were here 2,000 years ago. So we don't know. We didn't see Jesus. We didn't see everything that happened. But we have a witness in the word of God. We have his word. He and his word are one. And so as we believe his word and speak out what his word says, we're believing in him. And when we believe in him, hallelujah, he comes to live in us. We live in him. We have the fullness of the Godhead in us, and we get to know who we really are. Amen. So with all your heart, and you shall be born again in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins to my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, yeah, it was simple. Yes, it was. But Jesus did all the work. Hallelujah. He knew how much we could do, and what we could do was believe. Hallelujah, and confess. Hallelujah. So as you did that today, you are born again. Heaven is truly your home. Hallelujah. Old things have passed away. He's made all things new. You may not feel any different right now. And then again, you may feel different. Whichever way, still, you are born again. Amen. And so we want to pray over you right now. Father, we just thank you right now that you just fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to think right. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And then even power to pray in your prayer language. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. He's filling you to overflowing right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah. And as you open up your mouth, your prayer language, your very own personal prayer language is coming out of your mouth right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for it right now, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, hallelujah. Now, we want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. You're a part of the kingdom of God now. We want to welcome you into the kingdom, and you need to learn. We all need to learn and to grow more in the Lord. Oh, we're on a wonderful journey with Jesus where we get to learn who he is and we get to learn who we are and the authority that we have in him, and we get to walk in that. So go to a Bible-believing church. There's churches all around. Thank God that you can go to a church. Amen. And then we want to invite you as well to the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And this is where you can learn and grow. You can learn and grow in a church. You can learn and grow here as well. Now, the Lord designed the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts so that we could all learn and grow. That's including me too, me and you too. Amen. So the way that you can get to our broadcast is to call the number that you're on right now, 516-418-5699. Amen. And then we meet on Sunday. Well, we have church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, your apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. And then, and that's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, every Sunday. On Monday, we have Bible teaching, and that's with our dear Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. And she's out of Ohio, and God has taught her how to dig into the Word of God, and she teaches us how to dig as well. Amen. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. These we have prayer. Glory to God. You got to have prayer. Amen. And so we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. And the Praying in Tongues Tuesday is from at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes. After that, we have interpretation of tongues. It is awesome. So meet us there on Tuesday. Even if your prayer language has not quite been released, come on. Hallelujah. It will be released. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. We had it last night. Amen. There were 8 healings that happened on last night. Awesome. Awesome. Amen. And so the next time we will have our healing service that we call prophetic healing will be October. Oh, my gosh. October. Wednesday, October the 12th, and that's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Hallelujah. And I just love how the Lord just moves. Whatever gifts we have, he uses it. And then those who are on the line are part of our healing community, and they're praying in the background. And yes, we know they're praying. Hallelujah. Then on Thursday, now that's Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. That's what we're doing tonight. Hallelujah. We have been having such a great time learning so much about spiritual warfare, being refreshed in it, renewed in it, revived in spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to be doing for the rest of this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Pastor Helen Price is going to continue to facilitate this basic training in spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. I love how she goes back. If you haven't listened for the past couple of weeks, she went back, did a review, and then went on to this week. Hallelujah. Amen. So and we learned that repetition is so important. We may hear the same scripture And then the third time we hear it, or the fourth time we hear it, the light comes on. Hallelujah. Amen. And it goes right. It separates soul from spirit, bone from marrow, and goes right into the heart. So that's what's going on. There's an awesome impartation, even as the Lord speaks through Pastor Price. And so we thank God for her. So she will be here with us for the next two Thursdays. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So now we're going to open up the lines. You can press your number one key. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. I believe that I still hear her in there, up and everything, her and Pastor Price, Pastor Catherine, excuse me. So Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, we're about to open up your line. Hopefully you're in a good place to be able to speak. Anyone else? Yes. Well, hello. Praise God. I see you press your number one key. We will be with you next, Rodney. Good to see you again with us today. We're just so excited to have you here with us and everyone else as well. Pastor Mom, we're going to open up your line now. Pastor Mom.
Okay. This will be a very good day. A very good day.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for being with us. And we thank you. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus'
thank you,
name. Amen.
Amen. That's a wonderful prayer, Mom. Amen. We thank God to hear you sounding so strong and feel up at this time, Mom. And we thank God for you being in our midst tonight. We love you, Mom. I love you, Mama. And you
thank
have a blessed
you.
Day. Glory
thank
to God.
You.
I said, Lord, I join my prayers. Apostle always has us to have us to pray each week for Pastor Mom. Lord
thank
God,
you.
As we come today, Lord God, we continue to extend our faith for Pastor Mom. We speak every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from over our mom. We charge and command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave her body and never return in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that by your stripes, Pastor Mom is and were and are healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We establish your word. You said if we would decree a thing, it would be established unto us, Lord God. We decree and establish this day healing, health, wholeness, strength to Pastor Mom from the top of her head to the soles of Pastor Mom's feet. And we decree and declare over Pastor Mom Isaiah 54:17. Father, you said when your word goes forth, it runs swiftly, that no weapon, no matter what the weapon is, that is formed against Pastor Mom shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against Pastor Mom, we decree and declare to be in the wrong in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, as you were there, even now, kind Heavenly Father, precious Holy Spirit, on the day when the earth was made, the word of God says that the Spirit, you precious Holy Spirit, were just hovering over the deep. We're waiting for one thing, for the word to be spoken. And then Jesus, let there be light, and there was light. So this day we said, Mom, Pastor Mom, be healed. Pastor Mom, be whole. Pastor Mom, be well. Be sound in every cell and organ and system of your body, from the very top of your head, Pastor Mom, to the soles of your feet, in Jesus' name. And I love you again, Mama. I love you and thank God for you. Glory
thank
to God.
You. Thank you so much. That just goes all over me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And now I turn you over to
Pastor Cat. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Cat.
Right.
Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, praise God. Another good
praise
message.
Praise God, Pastor.
Pastor Helen. And you know, tonight what really kind of stuck with me was at the very beginning of your message here today, because I believe God is doing something in the body of Christ, even at this particular time, that we are learning to stay in the race and to know that we are soldiers in the army of God. And I had a young lady to kind of text me yesterday and says that I'm learning to enjoy where God has me at, and I know I just got to hold on. I was just so glad to just hear that on yesterday. And, but so many of us still don't know how to just hang in there, just stay in the race and persevere. Because, like you said, just hold, tomorrow is coming. And those of us that are listening, and even if we get tired of you saying this, but we got to get this in our spirit so we can pass this message, pass this on to others, because others need this to, so they can mature in Christ and be able to hold on. Because, you know, there are so many divorces and so many people are being separated from their families because they just can't hold on. So I just want to tell you thank you so much. I really want to get this out to one of our relatives. And, Apostle, I want to talk to you about this because I really think one of the relatives really needs to hear this message, and I want to be able to send this to them. So I just want to say thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you, Apostle, once again for having this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Apostle, can you hear me? There has been a lot of shooting. I mean, the most tremendous shooting we've heard, and the girls just told me to hit the window and hit the house here. See, the enemy's angry, but God is the greater one in us than he that is in the world. I plead the blood of Jesus over us, the name of Jesus and the word of God over us. In Jesus' name, they thought that I had been hit. I said, no, I'm all right. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. But we know that Jesus, the greater one is in us, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, the name of Jesus, the word of God, in the name of Jesus, and decree and declare over us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against us in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. Right now, we just fast forward. Infinite of numbers of mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, Michael the Archangel, angels that gather even now around this house and every person in this particular complex in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare and say, Jesus, we call upon you today and we thank you now. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you and thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your grace enduring forever. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And we thank God. Hallelujah.
And we continue to join our faith together with them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are covering every part of where they are right now, from its highest point to its lowest point, the north, the south, the east, and the west, even above and beneath, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blood covering as we just join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed for that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that no bullet made it into their home in the name of Jesus.
Lord God.
We thank you for that,
name.
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God. Thank you, Lord God. You are their refuge. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are their high tower in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, Lord God. We lift up all of the people there. We pray that no one was shot in any way, shape,
shot,
or form.
Lord God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor. Hayada
Barshaka. No, I was just saying
what
you said. I was just repeating with you that no one would be hurt. No one would be injured in here. And, Lord God, we pray Luke 12, 2 and 3, that whoever was doing all that shooting out there, Lord, we pray Luke 12, 2 and 3, that nothing will be hid about them that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered, Father, that's not made known in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, even now, we pray for a quick arrest. A quick arrest in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we give you praise in advance. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you.
Hey, Yadashka. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry. The Holy Ghost just hit me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe that was a, it is so. It is so. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Now, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt the program, but I just know that I knew that in the beginning I could feel I was sensing some trouble. And I kept sensing trouble. And I began to pray about the trouble. And then I know that whenever I minister this particular message about the enemy and using that, because, you know, in the first two, I did not even go into those scriptures. But in this one, I did. And in the in the midst of it, I knew that the enemy may be angry, holding on my destiny, but God is the greater one in us, Jesus. Yes. And I thank him for the blood of Jesus covering us, the name of Jesus, the word of God. Thank him for himself being our shield and our buckler. And thank the Lord that we're Psalms 91, 1 through 16 covered. Hallelujah. Yes. Then we're Isaiah 54 and verse 17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And not just spouting out stuff. Lord, we decree and declare your word. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yes. Every tongue that will rise against us in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. We thank you, Lord God, that we're Isaiah 4 and verse 5 covered. Now, thank you, Lord, for the canopy of your glory, your presence being over us and around us to protect us, Lord God. And then we thank you, Lord God, that Revelations 12 and 11 is in effect even this night, that even the blood of Jesus is covering us. To plead the blood of Jesus over us and over this whole entire complex. And against whatever happened tonight, whatever was going on out there, we plead the blood of Jesus is prevailing over this area. The name of Jesus is prevailing. The word of God is prevailing. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Hold up, Isaiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, turn it back over to you, Apostle. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And here's the thing. You know, there was, I know you were saying, you know, you're kind of interrupting the, no, this is part of it. Hallelujah. This is spiritual warfare. Amen. And when people are going through things in areas where we can't go out and grab them and say, hey, give me that gun, you know? We can't go out and do that in the natural, but we can go out in the spirit. Hallelujah. And it makes a difference that we are doing spiritual warfare, that we're praying over the area. We are not defenseless in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are not defenseless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Have the word
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then even I'm going to open a line for you guys. And please, you go ahead and press your number one key, and we're going to open a line for you. But in where myself and Pastor Mom live, what has been going on, we live in a senior apartment building, and what's been going on is that people have been coming and stealing the cutting off the catalytic converters off of cars and stealing cars. And so we began to pray. Now, I asked God, I said, you know, should I gather people in the building and all? He said, no, you go out and you pray. And so that's what I did. He gave me specific prayers. He gave me specific things to do. He told me to write some things on the property here, you know, put some oil out there, do a prophetic demonstration, you know, a prophetic word, moving prophetically out there. And so, you know, that's what I did. Well, what happened after that was, I believe it was a result of that prayer. From what I'm understanding, since that time, there has not been any damage to cars or any stolen cars. Now, but what has happened is, things were working out in the natural, but I know God is doing things in the spirit. So whereas we did not have security here anymore, I mean, we now have security that is walking around at night outside. We also have security that has just been hired that will be driving around through the parking lot during the night. Praise God. And then they had cut our doorman. We had a door person they had cut it from 24 hours a day to about 10 or 12 hours a day. And now it's being reinstituted that we will have door people, you know. And also people had gotten together in unity, you know. So they weren't out there with me praying. But there's a unity happened after that where someone put out a list and said, you know, if you're really concerned about this, you know, some other words were on it. It was really well written, signed it. And within a day, three pages were filled up with people signing. And now the management is listening to us. And so that, and we have a representative so that there is unity. Amen. And so God will do all kinds of things when we begin to go into that spiritual warfare. But the thing is that we are not defenseless and we will not give up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. let's open up the line for Pastor. And I hope I'm saying, I didn't even check your number. Is this you, Pastor Rodney, on 636?
Yes, it is I. It is I. Amen.
Welcome,
tonight,
Pastor.
God bless you all on tonight. Tonight I'm doing, you know how your child graduates from school and you got like that little sniff, you're like, I'm proud of y'all. I'm so proud of you all on tonight. Because let me tell you something, saints. It is not about the lessons that we teach, but it's a demonstration of what we live. And tonight the devil decided that he was stupid enough to come and show his ugly head. And he didn't realize we were going to stump him as bad as we did. And I'm telling you on tonight, y'all whooped his tail. Like he was a slave in Mississippi. Come on through here. And I just thank and praise God for what you all lived. Because, see, the demonstration tells you that we are not afraid of him. Sometimes people speak on the spiritual warfare, but they're afraid of him. Now, it's funny because, see, normally I listen to the thing. But tonight in her teaching, the Lord quickened me to speak in tongues several times. I'm like, what is, I'm going to listen if I'm speaking in tongues. But, see, God will have you praying for something. And I remember I was in, I was somewhere in the world. I was in Racine, Wisconsin. And the Lord woke me up at 5 in the morning. Normally I wake up at 5. Now I do. I'm disciplined that way now. But at that time I wasn't. I was a 7 o'clock sleeper. And I woke up. I just started saying hiya 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 hiya. And you know, if you listen to the Clark sisters, Twinkie tells us that hiya means life. The next morning I woke up to find out that there was a mass shooting in the city of Racine, which is a small town, and 5 people had been shot, but only 1 person had been killed. And I said, what time about did it happen? They said it happened about 5 in the morning. God don't need no newscaster to tell him what's going on. Glory
Come
to God. Now, I got 4 points here on my paper, and I'm going to move quickly to my seat.
Okay.
In 2010, I served in basic combat training at Fort Knox, Kentucky, in the U.S. Army. And before I went to the Army, my drill sergeant told me to take some knee highs to wear under my socks. Come on here, somebody. Yes, I wore knee highs. I wore knee highs. Oh, yes, I did. But what he said was, he said, when you're doing these ruck marches and you're marching in the rain and you're walking in the heat and so forth, so on, if you put these knee highs on, it will rub the knee high rather than rubbing your foot when that sock gets wet. Let me tell you something, saints of God. After ruck marches and times of traveling through foot, my battle buddies and comrades at arms began to complain of blisters on their feet. Come on here. But my feet came out like a baby's bottom. Why? Because I had a layer of protection from my preparation. I came to let you know tonight that even though you may have the same weapons as somebody else, tonight God is adding a layer of protection due to your preparation. Next, we're going over to Matthew 12:45 that tells us that the demon had been cast out. He came back and found it clean, swept, and garnished. And when he did this, the Bible says he went out and found seven more wicked than himself. Tonight, we are glad to know, and our hearts was quick to learn, that she said, not only do we rebuke, but then we command. We loose and we bind. In the spirit, when you are loosing and binding, there always has to be an equilibrium. Come on, say with me, equilibrium. What do I mean? If you're binding death, you have to lose life. If you're binding depression, you got to lose joy. Whatever it is, make sure there's an equilibrium. And then number three, characteristics. Okay, a few weeks ago, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was in paternity court. I wasn't on Ricky Lake and I wasn't on Jerry Springer. But in this courtroom, I found out that I told the judge, I was trying to figure out who my father was in the dream. And so the judge said, how do you know he's your father? And I said, Your Honor, he bought me a bicycle. And the judge said, what? I said, yeah, he bought me a bicycle. That got to be my pappy. And the judge said, no, the gift don't determine your relationship to your father. She said, but I'm looking at your face, and I'm looking at the way you talk, and I'm looking at the way you walk, and your characteristics denote your relationship. God told me in that dream, he said, stop seeking my gift. Not that I was doing this at that time, but he said, stop seeking my gift, but seek my character. When you seek the character, it talks about your identity in Christ. And I came to let us know tonight, God wants us to have his identity, not just his gifts. And I'm going to say this about the fruit of the Spirit. This little old church mother on the backside of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, we were learning about fruit of the Spirit. And she said, do you know why folk can get saved today and prophesy tomorrow? Do you know why folk can get, you know, they can lay hands on folks and they just got saved and the folk be healed and delivered, but yet they go out in the parking lot and they don't have no bit of love in them? Is that? Why is that, saints? She said, because when a gift is given, it's a gift given. Gifts are already together, but the fruit of the Spirit got to grow.
Hallelujah.
So the gift is given, but the fruit got to go. This is my last point. I'm on my way to my seat. How many of you all own an ink pen? Huh? Who got an ink pen? Who got an ink pen? Who got an ink pen? When you use your ink pen, do you have to be moved by the unction of the Holy Ghost to use your ink pen? Do the Lord have to speak to you and say, write this down? Do the Lord have to say, come on, click it? Do the Lord have to say, twist it? Do the Lord say, hit it and bop it? Come on here, somebody. No, you use it at your own accord when you see the need. The same way God told us tonight that our spiritual gifts are at our disposal. We don't have to wait on him to tell us to cast the devil out. Hey, he already gave us the ability to cast the devil out. Everything that God has given us is at our disposal. All right, God bless you and keep you as our prayer. We hope we've encouraged you a little bit in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Knee-high. Glory to God.
Hold on. Amen. Let me tell you how God really worked. So I carried my Bible. They took everything we own that belonged to us, and they were going to find my knee highs, praise God. And I had my Bible. They don't go through religious paraphernalia. I put them knee highs in my Bible as my Bible marker. And that's how I got through the back. See, the Lord will give you wisdom in the midst of it.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you didn't get the blisters. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, so I see you, Minister Rachel, and Sister Camilla. So good to see you on the line tonight, and Reverend Treva. So we're in that order right now. Amen. Opening up your line. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Oh, hi. I had to unmute myself.
Hey, man.
God bless you all. Oh, I'm so grateful how, my dear, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for the service. Thank you, Lord, because we needed to. I mean, we need to know whose we are. And I thank God that he is amazing in me and through me. Because today, as me and my son was walking, it was truly real. A man who was full with it had to be some legions in him because he was crying out. And he, as he walked past, I said, Jesus love you, Jesus save. I said, and my son Marcus, he got a little scared, and I said, the Lord will cause his spirit to come under subjection to his higher holy power. And guess what? That man went down the block a little bit calmer. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
And we kept on walking up the block, me and my son. So I do thank God that he is with me, and I keep hearing the song, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Because Christ is in us. He's the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Our strength, our joy, our love. He's helping us, strengthening us, covering us. And I was just like, it's just was covering upon my, I was like, as y'all was praying, and God had us, me ran to put my God on and everything, just covering y'all home, covering y'all, covering all of us everywhere in every city where we are. God gave me instruction on doing stuff. Hallelujah. That's right, God, Mom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God bless each and every one of you. And Pastor Rodney, because I needed that laugh. And I thank God when he came on last time. Oh, my dear. At times we do need to laugh. And God is a good God. And I just thank God for the anointing on his life. It's so cool and everything like that. And on each and every one of y'all lives, because I love how when Pastor Lorraine Navarro and Bishop Aaron and you, y'all get together and y'all begin to talk and stuff like that, and y'all like children enjoying one another's company. God bless and knitted y'all friendship together, and I hear y'all laugh and everything. That's encouraging and infectious, where it will lean on other people and encourage as well. So when I hear y'all, like on tonight when Pastor Rodney was sharing, it was just so nice because we needed to laugh, and it was a good, clean laugh because the enemy was the only one that was sad because he got towed up. And I just thank God that when we stand in a word and in opposition for the glory of God, he is reminded that he is defeated. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah. We just sparking each other's fire to stay on fire for Jesus. So I'm glad that we are just igniting one another. His ministers, he said he makes his angels of spirit, his ministers a flame of fire. So we are all just sparking one another in Christ Jesus, letting the Lord shine through us, encouraging one another. Hallelujah. I'm glad that it's contagious. It's a good kind of contagiousness in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you all.
Amen.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Thank you for sharing. Praise God. Hey, thank you for sharing the fire. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh,
amen. Were you saying something else?
Jeff wanted to read Proverbs 1, verse 5. She wanted
ahead,
to read
honey.
Proverbs. That's okay. Go ahead.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel.
Amen. That's Proverbs 1, verse 5.
Proverbs 1, verse 5. Thank you, Gabrielle. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Gabrielle. We received that word. Amen. Thank you. All right. You all have a blessed night. Amen. All right, Minister Camilla.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So typically I fall asleep before this broadcast. And when I came, when I got off work, I worked early today. So when I got off work, I just fell asleep. And then when I woke up, I hit the phone so I could see what time it was. I was able to get off court a little bit. I praise God for that, because sometimes I don't even wake up until like maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. But this time I woke up, it was a little bit after 10:30, but I was still able to get on here and get some word and do some fellowshipping. So, for you guys, but I just have one request. I don't even know. Okay, well, I'll share a little bit really quick. So my uncles are in the, he has cancer and it came back, and right now he's on hospice. And one day I was talking to him and he called me baby. And he says, baby, don't let nobody tell you the cancer don't hurt. So I went over there to see him one day after work, and I was just seeing how much pain and, you know, agony and all of that that he was actually in, and how difficult it is for him to talk and all of that type of stuff. So he can't even leave the home. He'll just kind of be in the home. And that's how they have it set up. So I woke up, and, you know, of course I talked to God, and I just sat with him, and I just kind of like didn't say anything, just sat with him and just prayed, because, you know, every moment he says is really painful. So one morning, that was earlier this week, and one morning I woke up and I just had like a really heavy burden, and I couldn't shake it. It was on me like almost like for 2 days. And it was just, like, so uneasy. And it was just, like, it was like my spirit was grieved, but I know that that was the burden for me to pray. And it was to the point, it was so heavy to where, I don't know, it was just, like, overtaking me. And it was, like, all day, every day. I wake up, it's there. I go to work, it's there. It just would never let up. And then I started thinking, I didn't necessarily think about him, but I thought of, originally I thought it was his, you know, me, God just having this on me so I can pray. And he wanted me like to pray all day, every day for him, you know, whenever I thought about him because of the burden. So I did that. And, but before I recognized it was him, because at first I was like, well, God, I don't know who this for, but I'm going to, you know, most certainly be obedient and I'm gonna make sure I pray and all of that. But, you know, whoever he put on my heart, I would actually pray. And then I will most certainly start praying like a specific prayer for my uncle. And then I got a call. And I got a call from my mom, and she was like, well, I'm going to go over there and sit with him a little bit. And then I was like, okay. So once she said that, the burden kind of lifted. I don't know what was, like, going on, but the burden, like, was no more. But I'm still, of course, praying or whatever. So I talked to them this morning because she spent the night, and I talked to them this morning. And then I told him, like, when I get off work, today that I'll be over there or whatever. So I just wanted you guys to just keep me lifted, keep him lifted in prayer for, you know, the pain, for it not to be so crippling and overpowering or whatever. But he's in good spirits. I talked to him and he say he okay. And I continue to pray. So I'm just grateful. And one thing that I said to God in our conversation when I didn't know, I was like, well, God, I'm not like being complaining or being ungrateful. I said, but it's so uncomfortable. And, you know, I don't know, you know, who it's for or whatever. I said, but I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to pray. Then I thought about my uncle. Like, this is just a burden that's heavy up on me. But can you imagine being in pain all day, every day? And they gave me totally different perspective, and I was like, okay, God, thank you. And, you know, I repented, and, you know, I wasn't, like, in bad spirits, but it was just so uncomfortable, and I didn't want to be uncomfortable. Like, I didn't want to wake up and that thing was there. I didn't want to, like, go to sleep, you know, go to work. Like, it just never lifted up, and that was just, I believe, God's way of just kind of giving me the urgency to continue to intercede and pray, not just like, you know, occasionally when someone have you to pray and then, you know, you do your little prayer. But he put that thing on me so hard, heavy and so deep and so hard to where I couldn't do nothing but pray all day, every day. And, you know, that was like a blessing or whatever. So I don't tell him that I'm praying. I just give him words of encouragement, and I just ask God to, like, ease pain and, you know, all of that. And I just love on him. So I just kind of want to share that, but just want you guys to kind of be in prayer that God will, like, you know, help him through these last days and just ease his pain a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. Tell us your uncle's first name.
Robert.
Okay. So, Pastor Price?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God. And his first name is, say his first name again. Say his first name again. Robert. And Sister Camilla, God bless you. Nice to hear your voice again. And we just come and stand in agreement with you concerning your Uncle Robert. And Father God, as we just come today, Lord God, we know that you sit high, but you have very much regard to the lowly, Lord God. And your mercy, you have your mercy. Your seat of God, your loving kindness endures forever on our behalf. You're a kind, compassionate, and merciful God, Heavenly Father. Your mercy and grace even is so well, Lord God, that you gave even doctors and nurses as an expression of your mercy and grace, even to those that don't, may not even believe on you. But you still, in your mercy and grace, gave doctors and nurses. You gave medications also. And so then we can come today to stand in agreement, even now, for Sister Camilla's Uncle Robert. And Lord God, in Jesus' name, we speak to the root and the source of all pain and discomfort in his body. We rebuke the roots and the very source of it. Charge and command it in Jesus' name to leave him and not return. Lord, we decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, even now her Uncle Robert is healed, whole, well, and sound. We thank you, Lord, that you bought him off the auction block of sin and of death and of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmities, and all pain. And so we decree and declare that by your stripes, we thank you, Lord Jesus, he is the redeemed of you. We decree and declare that. And, Lord God, we just ask you that you would just touch him. Lord, even as the little girl, Avelina, was circling around in that tornado, and she asked you, Lord God, to take care of her, and you allowed that tornado to spit her out in the mud. I ask you, Lord God, that you would take care of, Lord God, Uncle Robert, that you would ease the pain, lift the pain from him, Lord God. I know that you specialize in that. I've seen you do it. And I thank you for lifting every vestige of pain from his body. And then I decree and declare your word over Uncle Robert, even now over Sister Camilla's Uncle Robert, and said, in Jesus' name, be healed, be whole, be well, be sound, in Jesus' name, be pain free, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we thank you and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, show your hand in such a tremendous way upon him that he'll say, oh, I'm not feeling anything. I'm not feeling anything. I'm not feeling. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, be God in the midst of him. You said that you are the God who is in the midst. This radio program is called God in the Midst. Psalm 26 and verse 10 say, God is in the midst of her. Lord, let you be in the very midst, Lord God, even of now, Sister Camilla's Uncle Robert. And, Lord, we know we've seen ones who've gone through this, and we've seen you be able to touch and take, give him miracles. Give him miracles. I remember you, Lord God, you know when my grandmother would pray for my Aunt Jim, and we were praying on the way to the hospital where they said they could do no surgery on my auntie. And she just kept, my grandmother said, Lord, give him a miracle. Give her a miracle. And, Lord, you gave my Aunt Jim a miracle because she went and it passed out of her by itself, broke loose and passed out of her body. Nobody but you could do that. And so we pray, Lord God, give him miracles. Give him mercy. Your mercy that's so awesome. Give him mercy. Give him grace, Lord God. And then, Lord God, give him miracles in his body today.
this moment, yes, this hour, and we believe it, and we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Camilla, I'm going to pray for you too. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, this day, Lord God, for meeting Sister Camilla. You brought her on the line even now for her Uncle Robert, but there's some things, Lord God, that you would meet her at the point of her need, whatever's going on behind this thing. I pray, Lord God, that there's some things she needs to know and wants to know. I pray Luke 12:2-3 for her, that let nothing be hid to her that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not made known concerning any decisions that she needs to make or wants to make. Let nothing be hid to her, Lord God. Let one sing like a songbird, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every work of the devil and his cause concerning her and anything that pertaineth unto her in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every principality, power, rule of the darkness of this world, any wicked spirits in high places. I rebuke them from around her and of anything that pertaineth unto her in Jesus' name. And again, I hear the Lord say, Psalms 46:10, if you were going to a doctor and a doctor was prescribing to you some medication, and if you trusted the doctor that you would take that medication, well, there's something that God wants you to do that I believe by his spirit, you pray and see if that's what he would have you to do. He said he wants you for the next 7 days to read every single day Psalms 46:10. And I hear the Lord say, not only for you, Sister Camilla, for anybody else that will take the challenge, read Psalms 46:10. Psalms 46:5. He said, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And then you change it into a prayer and say, Lord, I thank you that you're in the midst of me. I will not be moved. You will help me, and that right early. You can put your Uncle Robert's name in there. Lord, you're in the midst of Uncle Robert, Lord God, and he will not be moved. Lord, you help Uncle Robert, and that right early. And so if you take that challenge, it's between you and God. Let him minister to your heart. But from this is now on Thursday, 9:15, on September 15th. Go 7 days, each day reading Psalms 46:5. God is in the midst of you. You will not be moved. God will help you in that right early. Another scripture that, look it up again, I know you know this one, is Luke 12:2-3. God's going to let you, there's some revelation things coming. God's getting ready to reveal some things to you that's going on. He'll let nothing be hid to you that's not uncovered. Nothing be covered. God's going to, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. He's called the Spirit of Truth. God's going to let you know some things and some truth that's going on. Again, there's going to be somebody that's going to say something. You're going to say, wow. They're going to look at themselves and say, why did I say that? Why did I say that? And so God's going to let some truth come in. There's some things God wants you to know that's going on. Luke 12:2-3, let nothing be hid to you that's not uncovered. Let absolutely nothing be covered to you that's not made known in Jesus' name. And now, Lord God, I thank you for touching, even now, Sister Camilla, touching her, strengthening her, Lord God. Thank you for ordering her footsteps, every step she takes, every move she makes, in Jesus' name. And we give you glory in advance, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for praying for me. And I thank you. I take the challenge. Amen. I'm just happy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And this is recorded. I know who you like recorded words. It is recorded. And if you just Google Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio, you'll be able to find this broadcast in its entirety, and it is Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp number 3.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Good to hear you. Hallelujah. Reverend Treva. Amen. We're going to open up Reverend Treva's
God
line.
Bless.
Welcome, Reverend.
Hello, Angel. Hello, and God bless Pastor Helen and Apostle Kizzy. I'm just so high in the spirit.
Hey. Hallelujah.
I got my second win.
Thank you,
Lord.
That's all I can say. Thank God. Powerful.
Hey. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God for that second win. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And this is what Reverend Viva texted me. A powerful spirit-filled word tonight. I'm excited about what God's doing. Big blessings are about to come my way. Glory to God. I'm holding out, not fretful, not worried. God is in the midst. I'm not being moved.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Love you all.
Glory to God. Love you all. Love you too, Minister Treva. God bless. Hallelujah.
God bless you too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Stay encouraged, Lord. Amen.
I am.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Your battle buddy standing with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for all that he has done tonight. I just ask you, Pastor, how's the atmosphere around there? We believe it's all is calm, all is bright, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Joy talked to the police, and they're checking out that area behind where the whatever incident took place. We just thank God for his a mighty move of his spirit in our area. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, what I want to do just real quick is to, I got a couple of things I want to do. I'm thinking about this first. For Pastor Price, amen, we'd like to bless her, and I'm going to have to start saying this earlier in the broadcast. Hallelujah. But we want to bless Pastor Price. Amen. You pray, let the Lord lead you on blessing her, because, I mean, this kind of word that comes out and how the Lord uses her, it's a gift. You know, it's a calling. I mean, she's going to do it anyway, but, hey, if we can feed into her, that's a wonderful thing, to feed into what God is doing. She has a Cash App. Her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. Amen. $GloryToGod39. And that's GloryToGod, G-O-D, and then the numbers 39. Hallelujah. If you have a PayPal, her PayPal is @ Helen Price Art, A-R-T. Amen. Helen is H-E-L-E-N, Price, P-R-I-C-E, and the word art, A-R-T. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Also, if you want to get in touch with her, she does have an email. Her email is helen.price1@gmail.com. That's Helen, H-E-L-E-N, .price, P-R-I-C-E, #1. So no space. You see price1@gmail.com. Now, if you want to feast on the Bible, reading through the Bible in a year, I've been doing that with her through her YouTube page for about 6 years now, and that's how I start my day, is reading through the Bible. There's also, she has these short videos that are about a minute long, and she I don't know. How many is it, Pastor? About 40 spiritual warfare videos that are 1 minute long and have the gist behind them and everything. Very, very, very nice. You can go to her YouTube page, and that is Pastor Helen McCoy, McCoy, Price. Amen. So if you go on YouTube and just put in Pastor Helen McCoy Price, then that'll take you to her YouTube page. Amen. Okay. And I think that's what I wanted to say about that. And we thank God in advance, and we pray Deuteronomy 1:10-11, that thousandfold blessing, anyone that the Lord leads to sow into our very dear Pastor Helen Price. Amen. And before I have her come back with closing remarks and closing prayer, I just want to take a moment to put our promo on one more time. There's going to be there's going to be an evangelism event here in St. Louis this Saturday, the 17th of September. And here's some information about it. This is our Pastor Eric, who came to see us at the end of August to tell us about it.
Hi, I'm Eric with Operation Save the Lou. We are hosting an evangelism outreach event, Wake Up STL, on September 17th at O'Fallon Park. We will share the gospel and love of Jesus with people in the community, attempting to reach many who are lost or stuck in a world of crime. Featuring a free concert of local St. Louis Christian hip-hop artists, guest speakers, raffles all day, and barbecue. But we need your help. We are in need of volunteers or donations. Please visit OperationSaveTheLou.com. That is OperationSaveTheLou.com.
Amen. So, OperationSaveTheLou.com. Amen. So, check that out. If you're able to help with this ministry on this Saturday, please go to that website and Operation Save the Lou. Amen. Let the Lord lead you. Praise God. All right. So, Pastor Price, we want to hear closing remarks and closing prayer. And we thank you again. And I want to say this, and I'll turn it back over to you. I just, you know, I thank God for what he's invested in you. You know, with the shooting around your house, you continued to go ahead and speak the word of God and pray, you know, stand flat-footed and pray over that area. So we thank God for you and all that he's invested in you and all that he has imparted in us through you. We give God praise for you. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much.
Let me pray for you. I'm sorry. I keep just trying to listen to what he's saying. Lord, we join our faith together right now. All of those who are on the line, still on the line with us, we're going to lift up Pastor Price right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you just touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, that a weapon formed against her or her family shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against them in judgment is condemned right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, the blood of Jesus supersedes her blood and goes through every cell, organ, and tissue of her body in the name of Jesus, bringing forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that every part of her body, every cell, organ, and tissue of her body, her legs, her arms, respiratory system, every part, her skin, Lord God, every part
yes,
of
Lord.
Her function in the perfection that you created it to function. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name
Heal
of Jesus.
Every withhold, youth renewed like the eagles. In the name of
yes.
Jesus. We give you praise and glory for her,
praise.
Lord God. Thank you for speaking to her and speaking through her. In the name of Jesus. And as we said before, the impartation that comes through her to us, we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, because I did want you to pray for me before we got off. So I thank God that God instructed you to do it, and I thank you so much, especially when we're on these subjects like this and we're ministering on spiritual warfare. The enemy does what he does, which is to steal, kill, and destroy. But God is our protector. Jesus is our protector. He came that we might have life. And life more abundantly. So thank you for being my battle buddy and covering me with prayer tonight. And I do the same thing for you. I just pray even now for you, Apostle Kizzy, and all of the Get 'Em Radio family and all of the ones who are online and those who will later on listen to this particular broadcast at another time. Father God, I just thank you for each one. I ask that you would keep and take care of each one in your care and in your mercy and in your grace. Thank you for your goodness and mercy following each one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare over each one of us, because your word runs very swiftly, that no weapon, Isaiah 54:17, I decree and declare that no weapon formed against the apostle or any of the Get 'Em Radio families and attendees tonight, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against us in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. I decree and declare tonight your blood, your name, your word, Lord Jesus, is prevailing over us. And I pray the canopy of your great glory as a defense and protection over each one of us. We love you tonight, Lord God. We thank you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for ministering what you wanted to have said tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for going in the way that you wanted it to go. And I appreciate that, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for every time, Father, that you minister through me, you also minister to me. And so I thank you and praise you for what you're doing in this basic training in spiritual warfare. And I thank you and praise you for each one. May each one have a peaceful, beloved night's sleep, Lord God. May you provide everything that needs to be done for every man, woman, boy, and girl listening, Lord God. May you touch each one in their body and bring forth healing, health, and wholeness. And Lord, I give you praise and glory in advance in Jesus' name. Also, Lord God, for those who are giving and those who have given, I ask you, Lord God, that those seeds will come up in the way that they need it the most, with money, but even more importantly, with things that money cannot buy. I also thank you, Lord God, for the manifold anointings to come forth over each one of their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Also pray, Daddy God, that you would bless them, Ephesians 3:20, exceeding abundant over and above whatever they could expect, ask, or even think. That you also, Lord God, would bless them, Deuteronomy 1:11, 1,000-fold. That you, Lord God, would bless them exceeding abundant over and above in Jesus' name, and I give you glory. And now, Father, I come, Lord God, with the two benedictions, because I've said it twice today, which is, Lord God, Ephesians 3:20 and Jude 1:24. I decree and declare over each one of us this night, and thank you, Lord God, now unto you that is able to do exceeding abundant over and above whatever we could expect, ask, or even think, according to your power that worketh in us. Lord, we thank you. And then now we thank you for being the one who keeps us. In Jude 1:24, thank you for keeping each one of us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To you, Lord God, who art the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you.
Hey.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. So, well, God bless all of you. Amen. It's so many of you who are still here with us tonight. So God bless. And you were here last night, too, for the healing. So thank you so much. Amen. Sister Debbie, you know, we see you on the line. You know, we know what the diagnosis is. And we thank God for your complete and total healing, health, and wholeness, strengthening you and your whole family right now in the name of Jesus. And we just bless you. Even if you just laid the phone next to you and went to sleep, that was fine. Amen. So we thank God for you, Sister Debbie, and your whole family. God bless you. Amen. So we love you all. Praise God. And we pray that you all have a amen. Love you.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?